Good evening. We're continuing with the laws of Kashrut. We're up to the third chapter of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Basar v'Chalav. Kvar biyarnu. We already explained, Sheafilu she'en chalav be'en, even when the milk is not physically present, Nesara basar mishum shekibel tam echalav. Meat can become prohibited because it absorbed the milk flavor. So let's say there was kosher meat. You know, that was the question that McDonald's owner asked. He bought kosher meat, he bought kosher milk, cheese, he made cheeseburgers, and he couldn't understand why they weren't kosher. So it's a true story. So imagine that they cook a cheeseburger, and then they peel off the cheese. Is the meat permissible? No. It absorbed milk flavor. You gotta throw that in the garbage. You can't even feed it to your dog. So even if the meat only absorbed milk flavor, even if it wasn't, you don't have actual meat and milk present right now, you just have the flavor, that makes the meat prohibited. Being that the flavor of milk can be sensed in the meat, that makes the meat prohibited. ראוי לדעת עד איזה שיעור בכמות יכול דבר מועט לתתם בכמות מרובה. So then we have to figure out, well, how much flavor gets disseminated in a pot. If I had one drop of milk fall into a pot, does that mean the whole pot got a milk flavor? How much flavor really gets disseminated? חכמים לימדונו שבסתם אכלים ומשקאות, our sages told us that we have the regular foods and drinks, then you have extraordinary foods and drinks. The extraordinary foods and drinks we'll talk about in a later chapter. Onion gives a strong flavor. Spices give a strong flavor. Garlic, right? There are many spices that give a strong flavor. So they're the exception. We're going to talk about our general foods. The general foods, how much flavor do they give? יכול דבר מאכל או משקה לתת טעם עד לכמות של פי 60 ממנו ולא יותר. So our sages discuss, the Gemara in Tractate Chulin discusses a general amount. You're going to cook vegetables, you put meat in the vegetables. How much does an average food give off flavor? So our sages say the maximum an average food will give off flavor is 60 times its own volume. Once you have 60 times its own volume, the average food does not give off flavor. That's the idea of batel b'shishim, that flavor, when it has 60 times the volume of the thing giving off the flavor, we assume that the flavor has been annulled. V'lachen, and therefore, im bishlu basar bakdera, you were cooking meat, you had your cholent cooking open on the pot, it's Friday afternoon, and your son comes running over to you, and his milk bowl splashes, some milk splashes into your cholent pot. Uvizman habishul nishpach mat chalav letocha. As it's cooking, a little bit of milk goes bloop, a drop, you see a drop go, whew, land into your cholent pot. Okay, so now that little bit of milk landed and you can't find it. It's mixed into the cholent. Hadin kach. So then we say like this. Im bakdera yesh kamut shel pi 60 me'achalav shenishpach. If you have 60 times the volume of milk inside the pot, you have a big pot of cholent, you have a drop of milk that fell in. We're not talking about a situation where you see the drop on a piece of milk, on a piece of meat, right? If you had a piece of potato or meat sticking out of the pot, that's a different deal, because there you see the milk, it's still there. We're talking about a situation where it went in, and everything's bubbling and mixing, and it dissipated in the cholent. So under such circumstances, we say, if I have 60 times the volume of the milk, so then the milk doesn't stand a chance of giving flavor into the meat. It dissipates into all the liquid, into the whole cholent. We view it as though the milk disappeared. There's no milk here. And we're allowed to eat that cholent. But what happens if you don't have 60 times the volume from the milk that was spilled inside? So then things start happening, chain effects. Number one, the milk gives flavor into the meat. Imagine you have a frying pan. You have a very thin layer of liquid, and you're frying hamburgers.
And same story happens. Your son comes and splashes his bowl of cereal into your frying pan with meat. You look down and you see the water spreading out into the pan. Now your milk got absorbed into the meat. Well, I don't have 60 times the volume. So now my meat becomes prohibited and my meat is viewed as a nevela. It's viewed as a non-kosher piece of meat cooking in the pot. And now the meat, which is not kosher, gives flavor into the rest of the pot. Everything's not kosher. I can't eat anything there. And the pot that's cooking is also not kosher now, because it's been absorbing flavor from meat and milk that cook together. As the pot was cooking, simmering on the flame, being that it's hot, so it absorbs flavor. What flavor did it absorb? It absorbed the flavor of the meat and the milk. They mixed. So going with that principle we just learned. So we said that when I have a milk pot that's been used for milk within the last 24 hours, so by mistake, your sister came over for dinner, she wanted to surprise you, she took your milk pot, which you cooked cereal in this morning, so your milk pot has milk flavor in it, and it's been used in the last 24 hours, and she cooks some meat in it. Now the milk flavor comes back into the pot, and the meat becomes prohibited. Abasar asur. So the meat becomes prohibited. Because as we're cooking, the flavor comes out of the walls into the meat, and the meat becomes prohibited. But what happens if my meat has more than 60 times the volume of the flavor that was mixed into the walls? So then, vaday shatav shila basar yemutar. So then, the meat is still kosher. I can eat it. Because such a minimal amount of flavor was absorbed that it's not sense. So we said we view it as though nothing happened. But you never know how much flavor was really absorbed into the walls of the pot. You don't know. How do you estimate? You don't know. We don't know how to estimate. Obviously, there are materials that are more porous and less. In the days of the Talmud, they used to have a piece of earthenware that they used to put in the wine. It absorbed the wine. They used to take these pieces of earthenware. They were called Cheres Hadriani. Hadrian's earthenware. They used to take them on the ships. And this way, when they wanted wine on the ship, they'd take water, put in this piece of earthenware. The wine would come out of the earthenware, and they'd have a form of wine to drink. So, obviously, you have things that are very porous. They used to have earthenware that was so porous that it would drip. The water would literally, over time, go through the walls and drip outside. So, obviously, different materials absorb different amounts of flavor. And we don't know. We can't take questions in the middle. Well, we'll get the questions in a second. So, lachen machmirim lechashev et kol dofnot akdera kilu en bolot legamrei bechalav. We view it as though the wall is completely immersed with milk flavor. We don't know how much it is. So we say, if you want to know how much milk flavor is in a pot, take the volume of the pot itself. The metal of the pot, or whatever material, you assume that it's completely a milk flavor. ומיתם זה צריך תמיד שיהיה בתפשיל המתבשל באותה קדרה פי 60 יותר מאשר דפנות הקדרה. So we always say, in order to nullify a flavor, you need to have within the pot 60 times the volume of the material of the pot itself. וזה כמעט אפשר במציאות, and this is something that almost never happens. You almost never create a pot that the volume that the pot holds is 60 times the volume of the material of the pot itself. So I said that I'd like us to do an experiment and check if today our materials are thinner than the days of the Talmud. In the Talmud and in the Halacha, our assumption is that your pots do not have 60 times the volume of the material it takes to make a pot. The pot itself will almost always have less volume. But we have to check. You know, let's check our materials. No, who's taking on the experiment? You'll do it? Good. So we're waiting for a report.
Would it include the handle?
The thinnest,
get an average pot. Let's see an average pot. What happens today with an average pot? Remember, in their days, they had cast iron pots. Their pots were very thick. I'm curious to know, in today's pots, let's do a displacement experiment. Let's figure out how much the pot, without the handles, right? How much the pot absorbs. How much is the volume of the material of the pot. And then, well, it's easy to figure out how much the pot houses, right? Let's see. I haven't seen anyone say that it changed. So let's see. Let's experiment.
Yeah, it's less than 160.
Is it? Right. The Talmud says in their days, and the Halacha says, Shulchan Aruch says, 500 years ago, you almost couldn't find a pot that met these criteria. Every pot was assumed to not have 60 times the volume of its own material. So we always assume if you cooked meat in a dairy pot, or milk in a meat pot, if that vessel was used within the last 24 hours for meat or milk, so then we assume it's all prohibited. That's our assumption, because the meat becomes prohibited from the milk flavor, and then that meat makes the whole pot prohibited. So that's our assumption, that's our baseline. Now we learned the concept of 60, batel b'shishim, that when something is not extraordinary in its flavor, our assumption is that it will dissipate within 60 times its volume. Again, that's assuming liquid mixing with liquid. You can't say that about things that are solid. There we have to describe it a little differently, whether the flavor will dissipate throughout the pot, you know, if I have and we discussed the idea that when the meat absorbs the milk flavor, so then what we call in halacha, chaticha, nasit, nevela, the piece itself of kosher meat now becomes like non-kosher meat once it absorbed the milk flavor. Then that piece of meat will make the rest of the pot or the rest of the thing I'm cooking in the pot prohibited. And then we said most of our pots, as far as we know, have more flavor than the volume. The flavor is the walls, the actual substance of the material of the pot is not outnumbered by 60 times the internal volume of the pot, and that's something which we still want to find out. Okay, so that's what we covered today.